do you need a license, and which one should you use if you're interested in developing a bit of free content? Well, first off, you actually don't need a license for free content. You can release content in the public domain. However, the public domain is not a license. It's not a legal license. It's a declaration which says a particular resource is available in the public domain. Our recommendation is to actually use a license, to actually protect the freedoms of the resource. And the recommendations that the Commonwealth of Learning are making to its member states are around the following. If we take the Creative Commons license, and we are recommending use of the Creative Commons license, there are a number of restrictions which you can add to a Creative Commons license. So basically what the Creative Commons license does, it provides a legal framework and all the legal documentation to make content freely available. However, you as a user can select a number of restrictions on that license, one of which is, in fact, at the moment, attribution is not a choice anymore. It used to be when Creative Commons started out, but all Creative Commons licenses require attribution. You can put a restriction that you do not allow derivative works. Now, there are good and sound reasons in certain cases why you would not want derivative works allowed. I'm thinking particularly in music. Artistic expression might be an area where you don't want to do that. You can put the so-called non-commercial restriction on. And most of the open education resource projects in the United States of America, for example, use this non-commercial restriction. We at the Commonwealth of Learning advise against the non-commercial restriction for a number of very, very good reasons, and the share-alike provision. But if you take the free content definition that we talked about earlier, those two restrictions, the no derivative works and the non-commercial restriction, if you've got that in your license, that license would not qualify as free content. And therefore, we advise people against it. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, if we as an institution develop a whole range of free content, what's to stop a big corporate to take that free content and package it and make a lot of money out of it? Well, there is a more effective way of managing that problem, and that is to include the share-alike restriction, which essentially means is if I create a piece of free content, any modifications or adaptations to that work will then have to be released under the same license as the one you received it. And that's what the share-alike provision does. Now, if a corporate packages a bunch of free content that is available for free and which has to be released under a share-alike license and there's a huge charge for it, I personally think that's going to be an educational experience for the learner. Because why should you have to pay a copious amount of money for content that is available for free anyway? So it's an interesting dynamic. And my sense is the threat of the corporate world making big money out of academic content that includes a share-alike provision is highly unlikely.